for USA Radio News. I'm Wendy King. It's now the longest government shutdown in U.S. history. The president and Democratic leaders locked in a stalemate over border wall funding. GOP lawmakers are even breaking from the strategy, suggesting they should reopen the government and have the committees work out how they should address the national security concerns separately. Some of them are saying declaring a national emergency will just get stopped in the courts. Lawmakers are passing some relief legislation for the 800,000 federal workers going unpaid.
The bill was just passed, which I will sign in Congress, making sure that everybody's going to be paid immediately upon when this is over.
The union that represents air traffic controllers has filed a lawsuit suing the Trump administration for withholding employees' pay. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you want a more honest media? Hello, my name is Robert Farrow, and I've grown tired of shadow banning, censorship, and one-sided reporting from today's news and social media companies. That's why my team created RightToVoice.com. We don't push aside. That's right, the number two, and voice. We don't push aside. We include all the sides so you can make a choice in what you read and say and what appears on your wall. And we respect your privacy and don't sell your data. RightToVoice.com. It's the only place where you'll get all the news. It's usually one click to join, so check us out today. RightToVoice.com. We don't push aside. That's right, the number two, and voice. We don't push aside. We include all the sides so you can make a choice in what you read and say and what appears on your wall. And we respect your privacy and don't sell your data. RightToVoice.com.
Police say it's a mystery why a gunman on a bicycle ambushed and killed a Northern California policewoman. Davis County Police Chief Darren Pytel says at the time, 22-year-old officer Natalie Corona was investigating a car accident.
The suspect rode up on his bicycle. Officer Corona was in the street in between two vehicles involved in the collision, and the suspect basically just opened up fire.
The gunman later took his own life. New Florida Governor Ron DeSantis suspended Broward County Sheriff Scott Israel Friday over his handling of February's massacre at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School. Debbie Hickson, whose husband Chris was killed while trying to protect students, says an unarmed wrestling coach did more than trained law enforcement officers did.
He is one of the adults that ran in that building immediately. I look forward to a sheriff who trains his staff members and his law enforcement to do just that.
Former Police Sergeant Gregory Tony worked for Coral Springs Police for 12 years before leaving in 2016 to start a company. The governor has named him acting sheriff. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Another Democrat throws his hat in the ring for a presidential run. USA's Rick Vincent reports.
Julian Castro made this announcement in San Antonio.
When my grandmother got here almost 100 years ago, I'm sure that she never could have imagined that just two generations later, one of her grandsons would be serving as a member of the United States Congress, and the other would be standing with you here today to say these words. I am a candidate for President of the United States of America.
Castro, a former Obama cabinet member, follows Democratic U.S. Senator Elizabeth Warren in launching of their campaigns. And Hawaii Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard is running for president in 2020.
Three people are dead and 23 others are injured, with 14 of them in critical condition after a double-decker bus slammed into a transit shelter in Ottawa, Canada on Friday. Police Chief Charles Borderlo tells Canadian TV,
I want to express my sorrow and condolences of the Ottawa Police Service and other first responders to the loved ones of the families of those individuals involved. Several of the injured remain in serious condition.
Borderlo says the female bus driver was arrested after the crash. He didn't provide any details on why she was detained. Mayor Jim Watson says two of those killed were on the bus. The other person was waiting at the shelter. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.